The cholera outbreak is stabilizing, or is it? An Uzbek pastor is heavily fined for Christian film, and Vietnamese church leaders emerge from business leaders. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haiti's cholera epidemic appears to be stabilizing, but many ministries are still on edge. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says it started in central Haiti and is following the river south. 250 people have died so far. More than 3,000 have been infected. DeHart says,
all of the hospitals in the area, all of those hospitals are full beyond capacity. My concern right now is that they're going to start bringing the infected people north.
DeHart says they're prepared with filters and medicine. She says cholera is having an effect on short-term mission teams.
That at least one of the organizations is starting to cancel their volunteer teams. You don't want people down there just sightseeing right now because they can spread things.
This new calamity is opening hearts to the gospel. Funding is needed for shipping food and other supplies. Go to our website to get connected. Next, an evangelical pastor in Uzbekistan is facing heavy fines for having the Jesus film, along with several other American Christian movies, in his possession. Fines for unregistered religious worship are frequent. They're nearly 10 times what the average person earns in a month. Uzbekistan bans religious activity that doesn't have state permission despite international human rights commitments. Pray for continued strength for Christians facing charges and harassment from authorities. You're listening to Mission Network News. Vietnam is one of the most tightly controlled nations in the world. Although its constitution grants freedom of worship, Christians have experienced the opposite. However, there may be signs that may be changing. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they train frontline shepherds, but marketplace missions is key.
We're talking about reaching out to an orphanage that's in a rural area and business professionals targeting that orphanage to hire young children when they reach the age of 18. It's one example of a bridge between urban and rural, and the marketplace being a solution.
Business and the gospel are dovetailing toward a harvest.
One of our pastor friends who oversees a large network of churches recently asked us for 100,000 evangelism tracts, and I thought he was going to use it for a crusade, but it's actually a personal discipleship evangelism movement that they are helping create through their various house churches throughout the nation.
Next, did you know there's a new updated version of the NIV Bible? Well, this new version makes it easier to understand and read Scripture. Last week at the 3rd Lausanne Congress, Biblica announced that you'd be able to find the web version in November on BibleGateway.com and Biblica.com. The print version will be available next spring. You can share this new version geared toward the next generation with those who need to hear the gospel. More information can be found on our website. And you've heard of social justice, but how much do you know about restorative justice? Crossroad Bible Institute's Tristan Sweet explains the alternative approach to justice.
It's focusing on repairing harm to the victim and the community. In our current justice system, the focus is on the offender and what the state feels is an appropriate punishment, where restorative justice seeks to restore peace to the victim and the community.
Restorative Justice Week is November 14th through the 20th and is meant to raise awareness of the approach. CBI has an important tool to get you and your church involved.
What we have on our website, it's a toolkit, and it makes it really easy for churches to prepare a Sunday worship that kind of raises awareness to restorative justice.
The toolkit includes bulletin inserts, sermon starters, related scripture, prayers, a 4-week Bible study, and more. It's all free, and there's a link to it at our website. Join in with your church or on your own, and who knows, this could be the start of a prison ministry at your church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The biographies of missionaries are pretty compelling. Mission Aviation Fellowship would like you to have a classic. It's called Jungle Pilot, the story of missionary pilot Nate Saint. This is your last week to get it. Get your copy of Jungle Pilot by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.